This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's unemployment rate inched up to 4.1% in October, according to the State Labor Department. While still relatively low, the unemployment has been steadily climbing for the past year. That largely mirrors what's happening nationally. Racist text messages that went out to black students at CU, Colorado College, and DPS are likely connected to similar messages received by people in about 20 states. Omar Montgomery is president of the Aurora branch of the NAACP. He said the messages take the nation back in time to the era of Jim Crow.
So I think about our residents who lived during that time, who are still with us today, who receive a message like that saying, we're going to send a van to have you go pick cotton. What type of trauma does that bring to them?
Denver police are investigating two incidents of residents getting the texts, and two students at the University of Colorado have also reported them. While the nation waits for justice, Montgomery hopes people will support each other with kindness and respect. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston says the city is ready to work with the incoming Trump administration, but he says the city will remain, quote, a welcoming, open, big-hearted city that stands by its values.
We are prepared to collaborate with the new administration on things that we share interest in common, and we're prepared to fight on things that they're going to be adverse to us or our residents on, but we will not back down at any stage in protecting our residents.
Johnston says the city is reviewing every discretionary federal grant it receives in case those funds are scaled back or cut in the near future. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.